Welcome to Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy, where I help you go through some of the overlooked health issues that we as women go through during womanhood. Welcome to Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy. I hope you've had a wonderful week and the start of the week is going to be even greater. So on today's episode, I'm going to be talking a little bit about PCOS, that's polycystic ovaries syndrome, and how this kind of intersects with perimenopause. So we know about perimenopause, what it is. I'll go through that again. But we've also got PCOS, which is a condition that affects the ovaries. Countless women go through issues with perimenopause and polycystic ovary syndrome. The two conditions, though very different, can come together in ways that complicate our health journey so much. So I want to shed some light on how they kind of collide, the challenges they pose, and some strategies to navigate them kind of effectively, you know, that will help you through if you should suffer from PCOS. So let's kind of understand what perimenopause is. It's called the menopausal transition. So it's the period that leads up to menopause. So this is when we have a lot of hormonal fluctuations. We are very hormonally imbalanced, and these fluctuations begin and your menstrual cycles become irregular. So that's what that means. Any hormonal imbalance with the sex hormones, which is estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, that causes a woman's body to kind of go off kilter. So the symptoms of perimenopause are very, very widely different, but there are many. There's about 60 odd symptoms, but the ones that we know about are hot flashes, the mood swings, irregular periods, sleep disturbances, and changes in sex drive. The primary cause of menopause is the natural decline of estrogen levels as women approach menopause. So this age is typically around mid-40s to mid-50s. That's in Western society. But in other societies, it can occur much, much earlier, at least as early as 30. So if we take a look on the other issue that we have, it's called PCOS, which is polycystic ovary syndrome. So this is an hormonal disorder, and the characteristics of it are irregular menstrual cycles. Okay, does this sound familiar? Excess androgen. So an androgen is a male hormone. So we're talking about testosterone, and also cysts on the ovaries. So symptoms that might occur include irregular periods, acne, excessive hair growth, weight gain, insulin resistance, and infertility. Okay, the exact cause of PCOS is so many, but it does involve genetics. It involves the hormones and environmental factors as well. So insulin resistance is a common underlying issue in PCOS. And insulin resistance, or anything around insulin, really focusing on weight loss, weight gain, and the lack there is of weight loss. You tend to put on more weight than lose. Now let's look at how perimenopause and PCOS can collide, and this collision creates a complex picture for any woman's health. So we've got menstrual irregularities. So both perimenopause and PCOS can cause irregular menstrual cycles, making it a real challenge to kind of track ovulation and manage fertility. So an example, a woman say in her late 30s kind of has irregular periods and assumes it's due to perimenopause, that she's having early symptoms of perimenopause. However, she's also diagnosed with PCOS, which complicates her fertility journey. We have the hormonal imbalances. So the hormonal fluctuations are kind of central to both perimenopause and PCOS, and this contributes to symptoms like mood swings, hot flashes, and acne. An example here, a woman, again in her early 40s, kind of experiences worsening acne at that age, at that late age, and mood swings, assuming it's perimenopause related. But her symptoms persist, leading to a PCOS diagnosis. We can look at our metabolic health. So looking at insulin resistance, which is very common in women that suffer with PCOS. And so it can exacerbate metabolic issues during perimenopause. So increasing the risk of weight gain and type 2 diabetes. So an example, another woman approaching menopause struggles with weight gain and is diagnosed with insulin resistance. So looking at her further reveals underlying PCOS, which then brings a need to looking at management strategies around that. Whilst the collision of perimenopause and PCOS presents very unique challenges, there are proactive steps that a woman can take to kind of navigate this area. So look for a full comprehensive evaluation. So if you're experiencing these symptoms of perimenopause or PCOS, please look through your healthcare provider that specialises in women's health to give you a more comprehensive evaluation of what you're going through. Look at some lifestyle modifications. So embrace lifestyle changes that support hormonal balance and overall well-being. So this is regular exercise, a balanced, rich, whole food diet, stress management in particular. Look at those stress management techniques and have adequate sleep. Look around your sleep hygiene. Are you getting enough sleep? Are you having enough water? Have a look at those areas as well. Look at medical management. You know, work closely with your doctor to provide or to develop a tailored treatment plan to look at your specific symptoms and your health needs. This could include hormone therapy, oral contraception, insulin sensitizing medications, or fertility treatments, depending on the individual circumstance. And then my favorite always is the holistic approach. Adopt a holistic approach to health. Integrate some kind of conventional medical interventions with complementary therapies, you know, such as acupuncture, herbal supplements, and mind-body practices to kind of fully utilize and enhance the quality of your life. So, you know, navigating these issues can be daunting at times, but knowledge, proactive management, and a supportive healthcare team can give you the strength and empower you to effectively manage health and your well-being through this transitional phase. So, you know, your health journey matters, and you can navigate it with confidence and resilience once you're armed with the tools. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy. I've got to apologise. This hay fever is just getting the best of me. So I sound blocked, and I know I've sound blocked for weeks, but this is how hay fever and the season affects me. But listen, have a wonderful week, and I'll catch you next week. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Training for Womanhood. Be fit, be healthy, be happy. Please stay tuned for future episodes, and do please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow me on Instagram at dnice.fitness, that's D-N-Y-C-E, or via my website, dnicefitness.co.uk. I'd love to hear from you, and if you have questions of your own, or need advice about your health and well-being, or womanhood in general, please do send them through my way, and I'll respond directly, and also in future episodes. This podcast has been brought to you by D-Nice Fitness, and produced by the great team at the Podcast Boutique. I'm your host, Denise Campbell. Have a wonderful week. Until next time.